Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography.ca podcast number 5. My name is Marco, and we are coming to you from fantastic Montreal, Quebec, Canada, on this 22nd of November, 2006. So for today's show, we are going to go through a little bit of the journey that I just went through. I was just in the market for a camera, and it took me months and months and months and months to decide which camera I was going to get. There were a lot of considerations for the camera, and money being one of them, quality being another one, am I just ready to go completely digital at this point? All these factors just weigh in on me mind day after day, month after month. But after squirreling away some peanuts for many months, I decided to take the plunge and buy a camera. So the question was, which one to buy? So that's really what we are going to talk about today. Which camera did Marco buy? Actually, the two choices were the D80 by Nikon and the Canon 30D. So before we start, I should tell you that this is just my subjective opinion on it all. There's no technical tests. I didn't really measure anything. All I did was compare the two cameras and use my eye to make the best decision possible. It was a pretty difficult decision for me because I'm a Nikon person. I've always been a Nikon person, and I have three lenses that are Nikon. So part of the thing was you can't use your Nikon lenses in any effective way whatsoever with the Canon system, and vice versa. So naturally, my first instinct was to go with the D80. It was in my price range. I was looking at about, you know, $1,100 Canadian dollars. And although that's a lot for a camera, for sure that's a lot, for something approaching professional grade or prosumer, those are just what the prices are. And after squirreling away for months, I was prepared to plunk down the cash. And I gotta tell you, I bought that camera a few weeks ago, and I really liked that camera. It really did it for me. It was really easy to use. It was very intuitive, especially since I'm totally used to the Nikon system. I loved the autofocus on it. I loved the body. I loved the way the control works. And I loved the way that it worked until ISO 400. I must confess that I'm extremely, extremely critical. And at the end of the day, it was all about what was going to give me the best bang for my buck at the time I'm going to buy it. Obviously, in 2 months from now or 3 months from now, things will change. But I know a lot of you are probably going through, you know, similar dilemma, which one to buy. If you want to learn from the benefit of my experience or take whatever I have to say with a grain of salt, yahoo. So back to the Nikon D80. I really, really like this camera, and I liked it until ISO 400. So basically, I did some tests, and I did these tests with a good friend of mine, Dominic Fizzotto, who is an excellent photographer as well, and he's kind of a gadget guy, even more so than I, and we compared everything at his place using his fantastic system, despite my own decent system. His is better, what can I say? Anyway, we did it at his place, and the D80 was absolutely fantastic till about 400. Now, when I say absolutely fantastic till about 400, I'm talking about enlargements. So what I'm talking about is taking a shot, printing the actual result at 8x10 or larger. That was really the criteria for me. If you're going to print at 4x5 or you're going to use it for your computer, there is no difference between the cameras, really. You're going to get great results. Both the Canon and the Nikon, the D80 and the 30D are amazing, amazing, amazing at 4x5 or less. You'll never see grain, noise and grain, all these reviews that people are talking about. You really won't notice it until you blow it up. So I really loved the camera until ISO 400, because even at 8x10, when I made my results and I printed my results, they were fab, they were superb, and they were great. However, when I went to 800, I started to notice more noise than my eye is comfortable seeing. And I'm a bit of a noise freak, and I'm a bit of a portrait freak, so I do portraits. And as I've mentioned before on the blog, I always focus on the eyes. I get the eyes tack sharp, and I love to see detail in the eyebrows, on the eye itself, in the eyelashes. And I must say that when I was making my enlargements at 800, ISO 800 or greater, I started to lose detail in the eyelashes, eyebrows, and the eye, and I started to see a lot of noise. For those that don't know, noise are those little pixelation effects that you see. And to anyone but a trained photographer, they'll probably never notice. But once you get more into anything, well, you get more into anything and you get more fussy. So at ISO 800 and plus, at 8x10 enlargements, I found that the D80 was not acceptable to my crazy picky eye. Other advantages that the Nikon has over the Canon is it's quieter. I really like the fact that it was quiet, whisper quiet when you click the shutter. And another little thing that I also liked about it, I like the fact that it kind of had built-in multiple exposure. I do a lot of playing and somewhat creative photography, and it's always just a play with a gadget from time to time. I don't do it that often. I shoot almost always on manual or aperture priority. But I was kind of into playing with the multiple exposure button just to see what kind of cool effects you can get. The Canon doesn't have that feature. Of course, you can do anything you want in Photoshop, so it's not the hugest deal, but it's nice to do stuff in camera. Okay, now on to the Canon D30. So the Canon D30 is, as you've probably guessed it, the camera I ended up buying. And although the motor is not as quiet as the Nikon, and although the autofocus is not as amazing as the Nikon, I ultimately went with that camera because of the noise factor. So once you hit ISO 800, or once you hit ISO 1600, and you compare the results side by side, and I'm going to put up some photos, you know, on the blog so you could compare them yourself. These are my photos. Feel free to rip them apart. Feel free to tell me my tests were inaccurate. But at the end of the day, when I compared the two side by side to my eye, I found there was considerably less noise in the Canon than the Nikon. So again, this is at 8x10 enlargements only. If you're at 4x5 or smaller, didn't see the difference. Both very pleasing, both very fine. But at 8x10 enlargements and greater, the Canon 30D wins out over the D80 in terms of noise. And at the end of the day, again, for me, it's all about the sharpest, best picture I can make and the best portrait that I can produce. And for the extra $100 or $150, Canon is offering a superb rebate right now, but it still came out to be $100 or $150 more for the Canon. I went with the Canon because I'm a portrait freak, and when I look at eyes, I like them to have all the detail as possible. So that was my basic experience, actually. One of the factors that made the experience a bit harder is, again, the Nikon glass. So, you know, if you're not going to make big enlargements, really, at 4x5, everything's equal. There's really no need to go buy opposite the make that you already have. So, sure, I have Nikon lenses, and now it's going to cost me a few extra bucks in Canon lenses, but it's because I'm crazy picky, and it's because of the enlargements. Most people are not going to make enlargements. Most, even prosumers, are going to keep their images small. They're going to keep them for computer, for email, for their websites, in which case it just doesn't matter which camera you get because the results are going to be superb. So I would go with what the other reviewers are saying, you know, at dpreview.com. They have an absolute, really thorough comparison on both cameras themselves and then between those cameras and other cameras. That review is superbly technical, and it was one of the sources I went to before I made my decision. But again, it's only really about the enlargements as far as my experience tells me. So, you know, if you have glass from Canon or Nikon, stick with that system. Don't cross over unless you're a little bit freakishly obsessed. And that basically sums up my review. I hope it is helpful to people. Again, take a look at the photos, compare them side by side, but the best test is going to be your own eye. So buy it from a store that you can return it. Test it first, or take or buy some cards and go to the store and do some tests by yourself. Take one shot with the Canon, take one shot with the Nikon, compare for yourself. Everyone's eye is different. Everyone has different subject matter, and you really need to just compare for yourself to get the best tests possible. As always, we'd love to hear comments about this podcast or stuff you'd like to hear in future podcasts. Got a very nice comment on the bulletin board from a new member. Think I may have my first groupie. She loves the podcast, just wants me to talk about more basic elements, which I'm absolutely prepared to do my very next podcast. It's just that I'm so in the thick of this comparison right now, I wanted to make this comparison about the camera that I ultimately ended up choosing. But the next one will be for my new groupie, in quotation marks. We'll get back to some basics and do a show about more basic photography. So that's it for today, everyone. Thanks very much for listening to the show. As always, please leave comments on the blog or inside the bulletin board on photography.ca, and I'll be more than happy to answer those comments. Please post some pictures, you know, at the bulletin board, or you could even post pictures as comments on the blog, and I'll be happy to review them as well. And have a nice day, everyone. Keep shooting, and we'll see y'all again, or hear y'all again, or speak to y'all again in around 2 weeks. Thanks, everyone. Bye now.